brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening and welcome to Mercury Goes Direct today on our new moon in Aries. It's an exciting time, even though it is tax day, which really finishes up on Tuesday because today is Sunday, April 15th, and it gives us a little more time. I don't know where it is where you are, but we've had summer, spring, and winter all in one week. Snow, 80s degrees, and then down into the 40s and shivering a bit. Very interesting times. This is the ending of Uranus. Uranus is about to move into Taurus. And then I promise you, we will have more steady weather. Tonight, my guest is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and she is recognized internationally as a name expert, and she can determine one's strengths, challenges, the purpose of your life by deciphering the person's name. By the way, this is a call-in show, and I would like you to call in and ask about you and your name. And the number is 888-429-5471. Let me say that again, 888-429-5471. It's 9:08, and that's the exact time that Mercury goes direct. And of course, I can't talk straight until that happens. So I think it just happened. Anyway, the greatest gift that can come from the pneumology science is being able to see all the people as one, which is going to be our meditation tonight, becoming one. Over the years, Sharon has been able to support thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. So tonight, of course, I want you to call in about yourself, other people. Maybe you're starting a new project now that Mercury's direct. Maybe you're going to sign some contract papers or buy a house. Whatever you're going to do, even the street number and the street, I believe, is important to Sharon. Is that right, Sharon? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Hi, it's great to be here with you again, Elizabeth. The numbers of your house determine what will happen or where the focus will be for the people that are living in the house. And the street name lets you know what your neighbors are going to be like. And your city name lets you know what the government's going to be like.
Oh, you mean the government in your locality?
Correct. The government of that city.
So let's do my street because I'm really interested. I'm really interested in 103.
Okay. So 103, the house needs a lot of repairs all the time. It needs extra love, extra attention, and there's always something that you want to be doing to fixing it up.
That's true.
And so the people in the house are always looking at, okay, what does the house need now? It's like the house is never satisfied, you're never done.
Oh, that's funny. I have not felt fulfilled living here, and my husband feels exactly what you said. There's never anything done. Let's do Janton, J-A-N-T-O-N. Janton
okay.
Way.
So your neighbors are very logical and very practical, but they have no idea the value of the house, and therefore they don't necessarily keep it up the way it should be with the neighborhood because they're not sure of their own worth. So houses can be priced high and low and in the middle and all over the board, and you go, how are these people coming up with these prices for these houses? But basically, the people that live in the house have to work really hard and able to maintain, and they're basically good people, and they're smart people that live around you.
Yeah, they are. They are, and they're kind. And not only that, they're very charitable, and they do keep up with their houses. I'm sure they do have to work hard for it, though. And let's do the name Chalfont, Chalfont, Chalfont.
Is that a street name or a
That's
last
the
name?
That's the town.
Okay, got it. In the town, the government of the town likes to do things the hard way, but they're going to tell you how it's going to be. So I'm not sure that they always listen to everybody around. They have to hear it a few times, and then they have to figure out how to get it done. And they don't necessarily do things the easy way or the most logical or practical way. It's like they have an illusion that somehow magic's going to happen and everything's going to work itself out.
And it's funny. I'm one of two sets of identical twins, and my town is an overlap, meaning that my mailing address is Chalfont, but the borough that I live in is New Britain. And that changes. If you want to get any kind of a house maintenance thing, you have to go to Chalfont, but New Britain is the town. So how does that work?
So it's interesting because in the New Britain, it's like this is a feeling place. And so if you have to work with the Chalfont people on that side, it may not be as easy to get things done, even though they're workers and everything. They don't necessarily do the easy way. But if you go to the New Britain side, then you've got empathetic people and people that are doing their best to do their best for you.
That's really true. I am thrilled to tell you that we do have a lady on the phone. Her name is Diane, and she's from Georgia, I believe. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am. Hello.
And are you from Georgia? Am I right?
Yes, that's where I live.
Okay. Do you have a question for Sharon?
I do. Well, I'm curious about my name, first of all. It's spelled D-I-A-N-E. What would be there for her to pick up? And also, I'm just wondering about creative projects for me this year. I have a number of different projects going on and just was wanting some input.
Okay. If I gave you just Diane, it would be very generic for every single Diane out there. I need at the very least, if I don't have your whole last name, I need at least the first letter so I have something to drop it into.
B.
B. Okay. So you were taught, or around you were very competitive people, and you like to include everybody. So sometimes when you look around and you think, oh, my gosh, how come we have to compete with each other when we just want to include everybody and be one big happy family? Your name indicates that you want to make the world a better place, and you have this incredibly generous heart, and you base everything you do on your understanding of your relationship with the divine. Okay, and so that's your foundation. That's how you decide what you're going to go with and what your ethics are.
Yes.
When I'm looking at creativity, it's really interesting because you could do anything that involves art in some way or looking at things a little differently. You would be very good at putting old things together in a new way, if that makes sense to you.
That does. That actually does.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm combining.
So Diane, I'm tuning in, and I know that there's two projects that are going to go very well for you, but I do have to remind you that look to September for them to really take hold. You'll see some progress over the spring and summer, but you've got your thoughts in other places as well. There might be some family or emotional disturbances around getting these projects off the ground. Once you hit the fall months, it's a go.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, and you're correct. There are a lot of other things going on in terms of family that can distract me. So September, that sounds good.
Okay, keep going. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank
Sharon,
you so much.
We have Donna from Maryland. Hello, Donna. Are you there?
Good evening. Yes, I am.
Whereabouts in Maryland are you?
I'm in Oxon Hill.
Okay, and what's your question for Sharon?
I'm concerned about a job. I want to change jobs, but I'm not sure.
Okay, what's at least the first letter of your last name?
My last birth name?
No, your name now.
Why?
Why? Okay. So you need a job that gives you more responsibility and more autonomy. Okay? And so you're very logical, practical, deductible, and you have this great memory for what you're interested in and not so great for the things you aren't interested in, but who cares anyway? You don't care about those things. So you've got a very pleasant personality, but a very structured way of putting things together. So things that would be really good for you is anything that involves math, music, mechanics, bookkeeping, art that's structured like quilting, scrapbooking. I want to say for a job, you know, you have all the skills to rise into the boss's position. You may want to start as an administrative assistant if you want to learn a new skill, just because you're so darn organized and you can keep track of everything. And while you're doing that, you would be learning the new skill of whatever the boss is doing, because pretty soon you'd be the boss.
Wow.
That's pretty good, exciting. Huh, Ann?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Donna, right? I'm sorry. So,
yes,
Donna, that's
it.
Good.
Yeah.
And and you are moving along. Keep focus, and I see three spring ups or spring forwards. Don't be surprised if something big happens to you this week around your job. On Wednesday, we have Uranus conjuncting the Sun, and it won't do that again until 2096. So it's a real, Ooh. We can expect a windfall. Everybody buy a lottery ticket on Wednesday, the 18th of April. And it can either be a big thing or it can be a loss. But usually we look for the big things and the positive steps. So if you're looking for something to come to fruition, that's around the time, the next one being September.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out. Keep in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, Sharon, that's really something. Can you tell, do you think, I have a hunch. I love pneumology, as you know. So let's go to April 18th, and let's go to Uranus, those three words, 18, April, and Uranus, and tell me if the day is mostly positive energy or negative energy, especially with the weather, with the hurricanes and the earthquakes and the tsunamis. What do you feel about that day?
I feel like it's a day to do things in the background, but not to expect positive results at the end, because I feel like there'll be things that fall out on that day. That things, it'll seem like everything's going well, and then something happens and it falls out. You know, so
okay.
I would be very
or
careful of
your words. Or there's a
delay,
or there's an obstacle.
Correct. And I'd be really careful of your words on that day, because it's like people are ready to say, that's the last insult I'm taking. And you go, I wasn't insulting. But they may take it the wrong way. So I'd be really careful of words that are said that day, too.
And driving and electricity. If you do anything with electricity as your job, or even there could be power outages. I'm just saying, because we've had so many of these unexpected storms, have we not? It's
well,
ridiculous.
I happen to be in San Diego right now, and so it's absolutely gorgeous. But this place always is. Yeah, I've been doing a tour through California giving talks, so.
Well, of course, San Diego's had its flooding and rain and mudslides. So I'm glad that it must be beautiful there. It's probably very warm and very lovely, and you're enjoying. I don't know if you know Coronado Bay, but take a peek. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I could always see that from the house I grew up in, because I grew up here in Point Loma.
Oh.
So I started in Sacramento. And gave a talk there, and then came down to San Diego and gave a talk here. So
good.
I've just been enjoying California right now. Yeah, I go home. Well, actually, I go to Texas tomorrow to give a talk there. And then I'll get to go home.
Uh-huh. Well, you have a talker on the phone. Her name is Barbara. Last initial is M. And she's from Montana. Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
And what question do you have for Sharon tonight?
Well, I'm a numerologist. I have been for probably 40, 50 years, and I have noticed that your name at birth should not be the same number as your month, day, and year of birth reduced to a single digit called your life path number.
Right.
Is that true? Does she feel that's true?
No, I think that they're different.
They have to be different is what I'm saying, yes.
I don't know numerology, because what I use is nameology. It's a system I developed. So when you're asking me a question about numerology, I hate to say I'm the wrong one to ask. I really don't know how that system works.
Well, I've done it a little bit, Barbara, and I studied with Yogi Bhajan, who taught numerology in a fabulous way, and I disagree. I think you can have an exception. You may not find it often, and it's very rare. But you could have a 9 birth number and a 9 name number as well.
And my numbers, all 3 of my numbers in numerology, because the lady who did a numerology chart was for me years ago, all of my birthday numbers, my day is a 7, all 3 numbers you get from the birthday are 7s in my, and out of the 3 numbers you get from a name, one of them is a 7.
Right. See, I'm all 7s, too. The day is 7, the year is 7, you add it all up, it's 7. And my name,
yes.
My first is a 7.
I'm all eight.
I
have eight.
Yeah.
I'm eight with my birthday, and I'm eight with my names. Of course, when you add them both up, that comes to a seven.
Right, and you're successful, too, with the eight. Very successful.
I try to be. I try to be.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and,
Barbara,
and
thank you so much.
Well, I think it's interesting about the numbers is that I know I had a lady do mine, you know, as a gift to me one day. Somebody got me a gift, and this lady did this numerology stuff for me. And my birth name added up to an 11, and my married name added up to a 33. And the name I go by when I changed my name after I got divorced adds up to a 77. So I just thought, isn't that interesting? I don't know what it means, but I thought it was interesting.
All those... It's high-powered from the other side, Sharon. You have developed and brought into the planet a wonderful tool to help us learn more about ourselves, and that's high-powered. That's good.
Well, good. I'm glad. I feel very supported by the universe. So.
And you are.
You know. And
okay. Thank you for calling, Barbara. I love you to listen to Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. Thank you for the call. We have another one. Sharon, just before we go to break, and this is Simone, last initial is G, and she's from my area of the world, Philadelphia. Simone, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you? Good evening, and welcome to Let's Find Out. What question do you have for Sharon?
So my question is, I don't currently have someone special in my life, but I want to know if that person's coming and when are they coming.
Okay, so that takes me a while to figure out. Joyce, Elizabeth is probably better at that. What I can tell you is what letters to look for in somebody and what letters to avoid. Okay?
Okay.
You're smart, and so you need somebody who's also intelligent so that you don't get bored. Okay? So you want somebody whose first name starts with an S, a J, a W, a B, or a C. Then you're very inclusive and very family-oriented, and you want to include everybody, and you want to be included, and you don't like to do what you don't like to do. So you need somebody who's willing to give you freedom, okay? And you're very logical and deductive, so you need to have somebody who knows how to think. Okay?
So, Simone, when is your birthday?
My birthday is April the 4th.
What's the year?
So you just had one.
Yes, I did.
And what's the year, please?
1969.
Okay.
While you're figuring out, Elizabeth, I'll go on with Sean.
Well,
you want somebody whose first vowel is an A, an I, or a U.
Okay.
And then you want those other letters in there, and you want, and they have to have an R or an N in their name, or it'll drive you nuts. Somewhere in their name, an R or an N. Okay? Look for those things.
Okay.
Now, Elizabeth, what are you getting?
Well, I'm getting that you have a weight. There has been two different relationships that you have finished, I want to say in the new millennium, and they've broken your heart and disappointed you. Correct?
No, I haven't dated in a while.
Well, I didn't say you had dated in a while. I didn't say when. I said there had been two that had made you feel a little hurt, and you've got a block up that needs to come down. You need to do it etherically. Do you meditate?
No, I don't.
Okay. So that's going to stop you right then and there. If you don't want to meditate, you're not going to meet the guy. That's just the way it is. If you start to meditate and go within and work on some of the fears and some of the barriers that you have set up inside, you can create your man. You can create how tall he is. You can create how much money he makes, what his age is. You can do everything. It's going to take time. And I do feel that you will be meeting somebody, I'm going to say in August for some reason. But I'd like to see you begin to work on clearing out that which you have stuffed down inside. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. And you know I'm close to you, so you know who to call. You can keep in touch with me offline, and I'm up in Bucks County. And my website is new-visions.com. But okay. I'm sure that you could come a long way if you want to. You have to choose to. Sometimes we get lonely. Sometimes we get scared and we're tired of being alone. So we talk ourselves into the falsehood that nobody cares and nobody wants us, which isn't really true. And that could be something that you do from time to time, Simone. You are a daughter of the universe. You are never alone. And there's always somebody around to be kind and loving to you if you allow them in. Always. Always. So if you'll just hang on to that, I do see good things coming. You're finishing up something right now. It could be something with work. Are you considering a move?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So I'm feeling that coming. That's going to come to fruition probably around July. Okay. But nonetheless, things are on the way up. And maybe in your new neighborhood, you'll feel a lot better about things. But please start the meditations. It's the only way. I have a law, and there's several of them that we all have, but mine is the way in is the way out. No, the way out is the way in, and the way in is the way out. Okay. So to get out of your depression, to get out of your blocks, you have to go within. And when you go within, you will heal that pain that's there, because we all have it. And then the sun will come and shine on you. It really will. Okay. So by the time we go into 2020, you're going to probably tell me you're engaged.
That would be great.
All right, beautiful.
So funny, because I want to tell you that when I sat here and did the name by the nameology rules, because I had a little bit of time, it's 2020 is when you're in your with your
2020.
Man.
2020. Yep. Well,
yep,
I think
so
should we
before that. Way.
Oh, that's too neat. I think you'll find him before then, Simone, but I think you're going to have to walk through getting that cleared up so that you can get closer, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. Okay.
So it sounds like there's a little bit of happiness ahead.
Yes. I'm excited.
Well, good luck to you. And thank you for calling. Let's find out.
All right.
Boy, Sharon, so we're having some fun tonight, aren't we?
Yes, and I love it that you can do your method and I can do my method and we get the same answer. Because literally, as you were talking, I wrote down 2020 next to the name and I thought, okay, she's with her guy in 2020 and it's a deal.
That just blows you away, doesn't it? I love it. You see, we all have our different methods. We have the tarot, we have astrology, we have numerology, nemiology, and a lot of other methods too. But it all leads to the same place, always. I've said that for years.
Yeah.
So we have to go into break time, and we have some messages coming, especially the message about my new tea, which is very, very healthy and relaxing. And it's called Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea. So let's give a listen to these, and we'll be back on the other side. Sharon and I will be answering some more questions, and the number to call is 888-429-5471. Here we go.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of April 16th through April 22nd, 2018. This week brings new opportunities and along with some releasing and letting go. Venus opposes Jupiter on Wednesday. Mercury went direct last night and Saturn retrogrades and the Sun enters Taurus on Thursday. Mercury ended his three-week retrograde cycle on Sunday, April 15th, so that adds to the energy of rethinking your life and priorities. Go back to plans that you laid out before March 16th to bring in some success. Also, check your Mercury retrograde journal to see what dreams and inspirations you can begin right now on this new moon in Aries. Know that the wounded healer, Chiron, is moving into Aries on Tuesday the 17th, beginning a new seven-year plan. It's time to take initial steps to pioneer a new path or project, but do not carve it in just yet. The next few months supports the initial testing and ideas, and projects that will get more attention next year, 2019. Give your sensual pleasures a treat on Monday and Tuesday, but that doesn't mean you need to blow the budget to treat yourself well. Flowers, a massage, A cup of Elizabeth Elixir tea and some quality chocolates are good options for a Taurus moon. Venus in Taurus adds to the love and sensual pleasures of those days. Also on Tuesday, Saturn begins its retrograde cycle until early September. You may feel sluggish, but it's equally true that many people will not feel this subtle energy at all. This Saturn retrograde time can be a rewarding time, offering you some good insights and wisdom if you go within and reflect on the areas of your life that need repair or seem to be unfinished. Tend to your inner needs over the next several months so you have a more solid foundation to move forward come September. Wednesday is the day you just have to allow your inner eccentric weirdo out of the closet to dance in the sunlight for you. As the sun aligns with Uranus precisely on Wednesday morning, you just have to do something different rather than the normal same old, same old. This conjunction can bring you luck, so get a lottery ticket. Or it can bring you nervous tension. This is the last time the sun will conjunct Uranus until 2094 and is a very unpredictable, action without warning energy. Surprises, either good or for ill, along with disturbing weather, earthquakes, avalanches, volcanic eruptions, tornadoes, tsunamis, violent storms, and hurricanes can be expected. It's all possible. As it settles down the next day, the sun will move into stable Taurus. The weekend is under the influence of a nurturing Cancer moon. Have a home-cooked meal with family or close friends. Beautify your home. Spring is coming. It may be time to do some planting. Sit out on the patio and enjoy the warmth of the day and share with your loved ones on an emotional level. Pluto retrogrades in Capricorn on Sunday for the next 5 months, but its energy is subtle. Pluto has the energy for large movements to bring change. It also brings up old hurts and resentments in order for you to see, release, and let go of that which is not relevant in your life today. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Sharon Wythe. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together 3 books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the seven energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these three books. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com, as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to introduce you to my blended new Ayurvedic tea. This tea is blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure a deep cellular healing so that you can begin to heal and have relief from within outward. This is a very special and focused elixir tea. I dreamt the ingredients of this tea and really believe that it came from the divine. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out the poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea can be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink just before meditating, while listening to ascension music such as Ardas, which is playing in the background, and chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsi tea leaf from India. You can drink this tea hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsi leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon bark, ginger, and cloves. This tea is available only at the website new-visions.com or through Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce's elixir tea is not available at the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. Pick up a pouch, sit by your fireplace, play Ardas, and sip your tea. It will also help you with troubled sleep. Remember, this tea helps you relax, be calm, and raise your vibration from within. It all begins from the heart center on outward. If you wish to order the tea, you may call 201-934-8986. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing as you work from within. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out, on Sunday evenings. It's a live internet show on bbsradio.com, station 2. We discuss the newest spiritual books or uplifting books, new health modalities, metaphysics, and ESP. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize over a 7,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. It's really a good way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products to promote your website and gain credibility. You will love this show. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and talents in any way you please. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We go live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. The email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking dates for May through the end of August 2018. Hope to hear from you soon.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I've got your number. I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You're all at sea. Oh yes, you'll brag a lot, wave your own flag a lot, but you're unsure a lot. You're a lot like me. Oh, I've got your number and what you're looking for, and what you're looking for just suits me fine. We'll break the rules a lot, we'll be damn fools a lot, but then why should we not? How could we not combine when I've got your number and I've got the glow you've got? I've got your number and more.
And that was Tony Bennett singing to Sharon Wythe, telling her he's got her number. Tell us about Tony Bennett, Sharon.
Tony is wanted to go to the top of his game, incredibly competitive, needed to stay athletic and physically fit, very nurturing, needs a lot of autonomy, very logical and deductive reasoning, and his memory is just superb, absolutely superb.
Yeah, I've heard that about him.
I think he really surprised people with his memory.
What I forgot to say is this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Welcome back. Sharon and I are here. We're doing nemeology, and it's call-in. The number to call if you want to ask a question about your name is 888-429-5471. And Sharon, we have Jeannie R. from California, and she wants to ask you a question. Are you there, Jeannie?
I sure am. That's Jeannie with a G.
Okay.
Oh, it's a G. So how do you spell it? G-E-N-I-E?
No, it really is Jenny. G-E-N-N-Y, short for Genevieve.
Oh, okay. Got it. And what was your question?
Okay, I'm 75, still working, and in real estate. How will this year be with real estate for me?
It looks by your name that it's going to be up and down, but generally it's up. The summers might give you, normally the summers are really good, and I think the summer may not be as good as it normally is, but once you hit September, especially December, it's rolling, and it looks to me by your name that 2019 is an incredible year for you.
Oh, terrific. I like that.
So, Jenny, when is your birthday, Jenny?
January 17th, 1943.
So you have Saturn coming in to your sun, and that is going to cause hard work and jumping over hurdles. And I'm feeling two big obstacles coming, one around June and the other one around October, that you're going to have to jump over and work through, which might slow down your real estate. And maybe that's what she was referring to. However, I know that real estate is getting better. Whereabouts in California are you?
I'm in Los Angeles, but you're absolutely right. I'm going to be appointed a trustee, successor trustee in a case that's
horrible.
And that'll take up your time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's what it's
so you're going to have to dive into that. But the real estate in Los Angeles is kind of up and down. There are some earthquakes expected. We just had one in Santa Barbara. I think it was last week or the week before, and there is another one coming. So you have that to contend with. So it's good that you have a fallback plan. Between the two of them, you'll have a very good year.
Excellent, because I don't plan to retire for about another 5 years. So that's good news.
That's a girl. That's a girl. And you don't have to, because I feel good with your health, and I feel that you're doing just great. You know a lot of people. You know some important people. And they're all helpful to you.
They are. They're wonderful people. Love them to death. I love them.
Good. Well, thank you for calling us.
May I suggest that you love them to life?
I know. I'm just going to take that back. Oh, that's a terrible thing.
Yes, you know, it's the same thing when I hear people say, oh, that's to die for. And I think you'd die for that piece of pie. You'd die for that. I think, no, that's something to live for so you can have another piece later.
Okay, that might change the vibration and make it healthy to eat.
Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to get rid of that word.
Thank you, Jeannie, for calling in. And please stay in touch and continue to listen to Let's Find Out. Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Sharon, what do you have? Sharon, what message do you have for us as we begin to finish up the show?
When I'm looking at just what's in common with the hundreds of readings I've been doing in the last couple of weeks, I look at it that we've got a time period right now that it must be where we're watching our words and really being empathetic and really watch tempers, because it seems to me that people are becoming more and more sensitive and they're not listening well. So I think it's a period where we all need to listen a little bit better and have a lot more patience and empathy, and then we'll get through this time period. And all I ever do is look at the trends and all the people's names that I'm reading and go, oh, we must be going through this.
And we are. We've just had Mars conjunct Saturn, and in my predictions on the 1st of April, I said that it could come to war or it could come to battle around the 15th, and of course they went into Syria. So astrology never lies. It really doesn't. We do have one more call before we close. This is Jill R. from Massachusetts. Hi, Jill. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
And how are you doing with your weather up in Massachusetts?
well, it's kind of snowing and sleeting here now.
What question do you have for Sharon?
I guess, what do you see for my career and finances, and if it's anything's going to improve anytime soon?
You got to ask more about a name than a reading. Go ahead, Sharon.
So what's in your name is that you're a very good writer and you have a lot of skills in the writing department. And it's up to you to develop them, but you're a natural writer when you get to it. So if you want to look at a career or something, your skills are there and you've got brilliance and you've got truth on your half. So I suggest something to have to do with writing. But Elizabeth's the one that can predict the future. I can tell you what you're focused on for the year, but I always think astrology is really good for the timing.
Why don't you tell her the focus?
Right. I need the full name and able to do it, and it takes me a while because I've got to go through every letter.
And do you have a website or a way they can reach you, Sharon?
Yes, it's on knowthename.com, and then just go to contact me. And I've got the course coming up. I do two each year where you can do it in person and come learn how to do this. And we've got that coming up in August. So, people can start planning now. The next one starts August 31st for 3 days.
Okay, Jill, you can contact both of us offline. My website is new-visions.com, and my 24-hour number is 201-934-8986. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Well, Sharon, it's been another week, and I know that you'll be on next month. This has been very exciting. I always love it when you're on. And I think that's going to be be around May 20th, but I'll follow up with that as we go down the road. And thank you for being on Let's Find Out. Next week, we have a new person. His name, and he does healing. His name is Dustin. And he does healing, and he does it in a very new way. He can just talk to you and pull out your negative energy. So he can talk to you on the phone as well as in person. It's wonderful to watch him work because I have been doing energy healing work for years. Dustin is young. He's just getting on the road, and I really want to support him. And to watch him is amazing. He's above so many people that I've met that have been doing it for years. He's really starting to bring the new energy in, as these younger people are. So it's good to support them. We're going into our meditation tonight. We will hear William sing Wave Upon Wave. And of course, he's singing about the energy that's coming onto the planet starting now. You're going to feel it right through the end of May, a successful energy that will lift you up and lift you up. So keep your visualizations going, keep your meditations going. Then we're going to do the Becoming One meditation, and we will finish with Richard Shulman doing Interlude, which is the time between now and when we really go into the higher energies, which will be around 2026. Interlude. We're in an interlude period. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night.
Wave upon wave, starlight spills from the sky. Each day, how many small wings learn to fly. Soul to reach beyond fear. Throw out the pictures you hold in your mind. Life doesn't like to do anything twice. Show me a story without any end. Open your eyes and I'll show.
Thank you. This is the Becoming One with Your Surroundings meditation. Tuning into this energy is nothing short of magical. You can feel it wrapping itself around you. Now I'd like you to sit still with your feet flat on the floor and your hands in your lap. Make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. Take a nice deep breath in and let it out. Breathe in and blow it out. One more time in and release. Feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Now place an outer covering on your spirit. Like an egg has a shell, place a protective shell on your energy field. When you feel it's there, I want you to pull this shield with your energy in it close to your skin. Now expand it. Feel the light filling in the spaces between the molecules of your energy. Feel the lightness and glow as you expand yourself to fill the room. Practice this a few times. Pull your energy in close. Feel the warmth and protection. Now expand it out. We've experienced these sensations. Let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow down into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or carpet. Allow yourself to become in sync with it. Expand now out into the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Into the grass, the flowers, feel the soil, feel the trees growing from that soil. Thank you. Now feel the birds in the branches of these trees. Become one with them. The limbs swaying gently in the breeze. Now expand yourself deeper, out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. Separate living things as they all fall into sync with your own vibration. Can you begin to understand that we truly are all one? Your energy is their energy. Your vibration is in sync with my vibration. We are all connected. We send out love, and we feel love return to us. This is true bliss. We are now the purest form of our being that we can ever be. When you understand this, and when you practice doing this in your daily lives, you'll notice that when you walk into a crowded room, you'll feel this energy attracting people to you. It's like a magnet made of the purest form of love and joy, and it courses through us. We'll attract to ourselves those who would be enlightened and those who are already thoroughly engaged in their own search for the pathway to real oneness. This is the law of attraction at work. And now, with the introduction of the fifth dimension energies, we can actually feel this phenomenon. It's palpable. We see the colors of auras changing in our midst. They become lighter shades of yellows, blues, and violets. We'll feel the glow of energy from small children and from animals, too. Yourself just melting and blending into everything and everyone around you. This is the tool of the shaman. This is the ancient Native American practice. This is the way to wisdom.